and have a lot of fun. And the phone number here is 749-5500.
I'm Rob.
I'm Chris.
And we're going to have a lot of guests and a lot of good fun here.
Cool Ghoul will be with us in a little bit.
Really?
Remember him?
No.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Dude. Blah, 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 yeah. Blah.
He's got the orange hair and he used to do movies. And we'll be taking some calls. We'll be talking to some people, talking to some guys that photograph ghosts, too. That's coming up a little later. So, man, whoever you are out there tuned in, you tuned into the right place today, I'll tell you that.
Because this is Halloween.
Today's October 31st, isn't it?
That does make it Halloween, wouldn't it?
You think it's a coincidence that the Bengals aren't playing football on Halloween?
And they're the orange and black team?
Hmm.
Ooh.
Seem weird to you?
That is weird. Something's up. Yeah. But we are talking during the break. Fellini died.
That's too bad, too.
And Fellini seems to be a cat who everybody knows who he is. They could say
he's brilliant.
He's brilliant. He's a filmmaker, and he's European, probably Italian.
An insane genius.
But then you ask someone to name three Fellini movies, and they can't do it.
Like John Cage, he's someone who's very respected, but nobody knows any of his work.
Right, and everybody knows.
Nobody really wants to see any of it either.
Or, wow. I don't know. I haven't seen any of it, but I've just seen so many parodies of it and so many references and bad sitcoms to, wow, this is like out of a Fellini movie. And it always gets a laugh that even if you haven't seen a Fellini movie, every time something weird happens on a sitcom, you can always wait for Sparky the handyman to go, this is right out of a Fellini movie. And then, of course, everyone will just die.
What was all that about the crying clown?
About the crying? Yeah, because in those Fellini parodies, satires, there's always a crown that clies. You say it.
There's a clown that cries. Say that three times real fast, Robbie.
I don't think I can.
Anyways, the phone number here is 749-5500. We're going to be taking your calls on all things Halloween, chilling or not. You can also call us from your Ameritech mobile phone at *550.
Foam.
One of us has a career in radio, don't
nervous,
we?
Nervous, are we?
The fax number here, in case you want to send us a fax, and we love to receive faxes, is 651-2555. So send us some really cool cartoon on the fax machine. We'd love to check it out. That'd be a lot of fun, at least for us.
Are people actually ringing doorbells, trick-or-treating right now as we speak?
Well, it's only 3 o'clock right now, a little after 3, so...
I thought some communities were having trick-or-treat.
Some communities are threatening to have trick-or-treating in the afternoon. But I don't know any community that's actually having it in the afternoon. They've all just been threatening to do it, you know, because they're afraid that the kids might get hurt in traffic or something. I don't know what the reasoning.
What, are the kids stupider nowadays than they used to be?
Of course they are.
Back in my day, we'd go trick-or-treating. We'd run across a dark street dressed up like Dracula with a big black cape on. And we'd run right in front of a car and we wouldn't get hit.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's
but these
the way
days,
we worked it.
Kids are watching stupid cartoons and burning their houses down. I mean, go figure.
Oh, wow.
What's that?
No, I don't know.
You're wowing about something over there. Okay.
Actually, I was wowing about the weather. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, there's all kind of community events coming up for Halloween. Well, anyway, depending on what part of town you live in, trick-or-treating official hours are... You know, usually 5 or 6 o'clock till 7 or 8, maybe 9 in Elmwood Place. They go a little later out there, but they know how to party, too.
Or if you're one of those lunatics, when you become like 13 or 14, you just walk around without even a costume. Trick-or-treat, man.
As far as I'm concerned, trick-or-treat all night long. You don't have to stop at 7 or 7:30 just because the local community has set their standards, but trick-or-treat all night.
Did you or did you not ever steal a little kid's bag of candy?
I didn't do that. But what I did do is go to houses more than once.
Did you or did you not ever have your bag of candy stolen from you?
No, I was too tough. You couldn't get away from me.
Did you have a bag, like a real hardy He-Man, big giant brown paper bag from Kroger or Thriftway? Or did you have some sissified little plastic pumpkin?
No, what you're supposed to do is get your mom's pillowcase right out of your mom's bedroom. Take the pillowcase with you, because those things are great. They hold a lot. Plus, they're made out of cloth. They're sturdy. If you drop them in the mud, you can just pick them up and keep going.
And you probably just put them right back on your pillow and used it that night.
But this year, you'll be picking them up out of the snow.
When was the last time it snowed on Halloween?
I can't think.
I know that, but when was the last time it snowed?
I don't know. It seems like never.
It has never snowed on Halloween before?
Not that I can remember.
I can't remember it. I've never dreamed of a white Halloween.
If anyone out there has ever remembered a snowy Halloween, give us a call at 749-5500. We'd like to hear from you.
Speaking of the weather, here's the radar forecast from your official weather station.
That's us. And it also comes from News 5's Fashion Plate Pat Barry, because he's the expert. Occasional snow today. We'll get another 1 to 2 inches with a high of 37. Tonight, cloudy with scattered flurries, low around 28 or so. Tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds, high of 45, and currently it's somewhere around 34 degrees.
Exactly 34 degrees, Buster.
Right on the nose.
Up here on Mount Adams.
Uh-huh.
So bundle up. I mean, that's going to screw up a lot of people's costumes, because say you're a little tyke and you wanted to go as Michael Jordan. Or
you, Tarzan.
Or or Adam.
Not tonight, kids.
No, not tonight. You're not going to do it tonight. Adam with the long johns just isn't going to cut it. So if you're planning on doing one of those skimpy things, make sure you break out the long johns or it could get ugly.
You could always dress up as like some big Norwegian polar bear hunter.
A Norwegian polar? That's a very popular costume with the kids this year, I understand.
I'll tell you, tonight would be a good night for that, though.
The Norwegian polar bear hunters, huh?
Yeah, or something. Maybe like some kind of Russian Mountie or big Canadian Mountie or something.
That's the new team in the NFL, isn't
what?
It? The Norwegian polar bear hunters.
No, they got a
team.
Charlotte, North Carolina is going to be the new NFL team.
Oh, I thought Norway must have got this
team. And
have
one more other. They have another team they're going to give away this year, and it might go to Memphis. And if so, they're going to call them the Memphis Hound Dogs.
That's going to be part of their name.
The Memphis Hound Dogs.
The Memphis Pompadours.
But the people of Memphis are up in arms about it. They don't want to do that. They think that would make their town look like a bunch of Elvis-worshipping hicks.
And now it looks like...
Well, they're hoping an NFL team will turn the city's image around.
Cosmopolitan. If you have an NFL franchise, it instantly makes you cosmopolitan, more worldly, if you will. You could go as a football player. That'd be kind of warm, but you got the knickers. And so you'd have to make sure you wore long tube socks to keep your legs completely covered and dry. Also, you'd have to wear a big bulky sweatshirt underneath your regular football jersey. Just to make sure you stay warm, because, you know, when you're a little kid, frostbite isn't anything to stop you from knocking on one with just two more blocks, Mom. You can't feel your feet, you can't feel your hands, you can't feel anything for 4 or 5 hours, and you're still just one more block, Mom. I think I see somebody with a porch light on 3 streets down.
Yeah, let's keep going. Let's trudging
keep going
along.
No, it's a street light. You just got to keep going. But if you're going to be out there tonight trick-or-treating, look for cars and dress warmly, because it's going to be chilly. And we'll be back taking your phone calls and also talking to a few other people in just a few moments here on the Chris and Rob Halloween Spooktacular.
Spookorama.
Exactly.
I want to call it a spookorama.
On 550 WLWA.
The phone number is 749-5500 from your mobile phone, star 550.
Western Southern Life, the company that cares, reminds you that drinking and driving don't mix. If you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink.
Poltergeists, pukas, banshees, things that go bump in the night. They foretell deaths. They can send you to an early one. And sometimes, ghosts don't even know you exist. But do you believe they do? I have proof of the existence of the supernatural plane. Real ghost stories. I've researched them, I know all the people that told them to me, and they're not a bunch of kooks. Just ordinary people like you and me, coming face to face with a real ghost. 9 o'clock, Halloween night, we pierce the veil between the natural and the supernatural. You can join in too. The Natural Supernatural, Sunday night at 9 on 550 WLWA.
Whoa, what was that? Attention, this is an important message for the concerned citizens of Kenton County. This Tuesday, you will have to make an informed decision as to who you want to lead Kenton County for the next 4 years. Before you vote, consider this. In just the last 4 years, under the direction and leadership of the current judge executive Clyde Middleton, Kenton County has seen the following. The construction of new roads providing better access to our local hospitals. A new county maintenance garage. Enough parkland purchase to build 2 new football fields, 2 soccer fields, and 5 new baseball fields. A 100% increase in DARE officers. An upgraded emergency response system. The computerization of county property records. And the list goes on. All this and still, Kenton County saw a decrease in their Kenton County property tax. Could this be why Clyde Middleton was named the local elected official of the year by the Chamber of Commerce and the Municipal Government League of Northern Kentucky? When you need to make an informed decision, you need to know the facts. Vote for Clyde Middleton for Judge Executive of Kenton County. Clyde Middleton, experienced and dedicated to making Kenton County a better place to live.
Paid for by Friends of Middleton. Andrew Von Lehman, Treasurer.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, this is the Chris and Rob Spookorama.
Spookorama. Okay.
Got it straight?
Spooktacular Spookorama. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
No, but first, let's talk to Amber and see what's going on. How you doing, Amber?
Hi.
How,
I'm doing fine.
How are you? You're fine?
Yeah.
You going out for a trick-or-treating tonight, Amber?
Yeah.
What are you going to dress up as?
A witch.
Really?
Yeah. A good witch or a bad witch?
Are you going to dress as a really warm witch?
Yeah.
A witch that wears 3 layers of long underwear and then a big furry coat?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Are you going to put on a rubber nose and then get all hot and sweaty underneath it, then when you take it off, you'll have a big zit there tomorrow?
Yeah.
How old are you, Amber?
I'm 9.
And was there any specific reason why you called the Chris and Rob Halloween Spookorama?
Yeah, I'd like to tell my mom, Beverly Taylor, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
I'm afraid that falls under the guise of point-to-point communication, and you will be arrested, Amber.
She thinks that's funny, Rob.
Just Josh, and that was a Halloween prank. That was a trick.
Hey, Amber, have you ever gone up to somebody's door on Halloween and knocked on the door, and they come to the door? Instead of saying trick-or-treat, you could say, trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
No.
You should try that tonight sometime. It might be fun.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Amber, and I hope they got the message about your birthday.
Thanks.
Or whoever's birthday.
It's her mom's birthday,
Her mom's
Rob.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Amber.
We've got Jennifer
you
up next.
You are the master of a giant passenger liner.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I am. Jennifer, what's up?
Oh, not much, Rob. Hello, Chris and Rob.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you both doing today?
Hanging in there.
That was good, having a child on your show.
We love kids and kids love us.
Yeah. You were talking about the football teams going to the new cities.
Yeah, the brand new team just announced today, the Norwegian Polar Bear Hunters.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They'll be in the AFC Central.
Did you hear any of ESPN radio yesterday?
Wow. No, I happened to miss it, Jennifer.
I think they faxed in something, they called in, I'm pretty sure they faxed in from Cincinnati to ESPN radio, and they said, when is Cincinnati going to get a football team? All we have is the University of Cincinnati team here.
That's really witty.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Wonder who thought of that.
They say that all the time. Before they expand, they got to look at Tampa Bay and Cincinnati and give them a team first.
Yeah, I thought it was great, you know, because you see they're going to, you know, they might be in this bowl and everything.
Cincinnati's got a football team. They just need to get some players who can play.
They need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
What's wrong with David? You don't like David, huh?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. What really can you say about him?
He looks good in a cowboy hat.
All right.
You betcha.
There's something.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Speak bad about David Klingler and you see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's scary.
No, but a lot of these urban cowboy types, they put on a cowboy hat and you can just see them from a mile away saying, what a poser. This guy's not a real cowboy, but David Klingler, he looks like a real cowboy in that hat.
Yeah, he does.
Too bad he doesn't look like a quarterback on the field.
Betty's got an achy, breaky heart.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something about Halloween to talk about, but I don't know. I've had the same costume for 2 years.
What costume would that be?
A bumblebee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I sewed it myself.
Wow.
How'd you make it?
With cloth and a sewing machine.
Complete with stinger?
Complete with stinger.
Yeah.
And these little foot things that go over my feet and wings. And there's like this antenna thing made out of...
The best place to put foot things is on your feet.
Well, over the top of my shoes.
Oh, okay.
These little sort of...
Galoshes tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pull this.
Well, Jennifer, if we get wrapped up into the spirit of being a bee and Halloween and all that, just do me a favor and remember, you really can't fly. No matter how aerodynamic you may look in that costume, you really can't fly.
You better dress up as an insulated bumblebee.
Well, I can always jump from the balcony. That would be good. No.
You can drop. You can fall, but you can't fly.
I'll keep that in mind. Are either of you going out... I guess you wouldn't really go trick-or-treating, would you?
Oh, yeah. Rob and I, we're going to be trick-or-treating in Norwood.
We're going to go rouse some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to go door-to-door trick-or-treat, try to get as much free grub as we can.
Well, that makes sense.
What we're going to do is every person we see dressed up as any character from one of the last three Disney movies, we're going to beat the crap out of them and take everything they got.
The instant Disney classic?
Yeah, any Beauty and the Beast, any Beauties or Beasts or
Aladdin.
The, any mermaids, any Aladdins, any Aladdin tiger, Aladdin girlfriend, they're out there. Watch it.
Well, supposedly the number one selling mask this year is Beavis and Butthead, so how are you going to be able to tell anyone apart this year? Everyone's going to look like Beavis and Butthead.
I haven't even seen the mask.
They have them. They're in Clifton. You can buy them in Clifton.
What am I saying? I'm not even Chinese.
Whoa.
Man, this place must be haunted.
This place is haunted.
So a confused ghost. They have them, though, in Cincinnati. They have this Beavis and Butthead mask.
Right.
The most popular mask in the Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
Are they those big full head rubber masks?
Yeah.
That everybody wears to the party, and they're the hit of the party for about 7 minutes.
Right.
Until they take it off and it's just filled with sweat.
Yeah. Maybe.
I hate those masks. I could never wear one.
I've never really, I don't really have much experience in wearing a mask like that, so I couldn't really tell you.
What part of town are you calling from, Jennifer?
I am calling from Clifton.
Clifton, let's see. Their trick-or-treating tonight will be from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
What are you giving out tonight?
I don't know if I am. I could find something, I guess.
You should go up to the store and get a bunch of lifesavers or something.
I can give out really bad tapes or something that I don't like.
Well, I mean, you're not going to give out, like, each kid a paper towel or something, are you? You're not going to scrounge around the house, pass out SOS pads.
It's hard to do when you live in an apartment building. I guess they'll be knocking on the doors or something in the hallway.
Jennifer, if the spirit of giving fills your heart, you'll find a way to get the candy to the needy little urchins.
Yeah. Well, I did do something kind of Halloweenish last night. I went to my neighbors and helped them carve a jack-o'-lantern.
And then you promptly broke it on whose door?
We didn't. And then you take the seeds and you bake them.
Then what do you do with the seeds?
You eat them.
That's good for you?
Yeah. Just like sunflower seeds.
Sounds grody.
You put salt on them? Well, I guess you didn't do that when you grew up.
No. We did cut jack-o'-lanterns, though.
Yeah. That's what you do with the seeds. Well, some people do.
Make big funny faces on them?
Yeah, we made this really evil face with these really pointy eyebrows. I'd never made them with eyebrows before, but, you know, supposedly she always did. And then we turned all the lights in the apartment off and turned it toward a white wall, and just like, ooh.
Did you get scared?
Hmm?
Did you get scared?
Yeah, this orange glowing silhouette, you know, like doing animals on a wall. That's great.
Don't you hear that?
I think you better take care of your ghost or another caller or something.
Okay, Jennifer, thanks a lot.
Enjoy yourself.
And find a way to get the candy to the kids. They need it.
Right on.
I'll try.
American kids just don't get enough candy in their diet.
No, they don't.
Before you go, Jennifer, yeah. Say the phone number and your favorite talk show.
You're listening. Oh, gosh, do I really have to do this?
Oh, yeah, you got to.
No, you notice how she was going to phrase it into you're listening to, not my favorite talk show.
Yeah, I was going to do it the wrong way. Now I think I can do it.
Okay, we'll try it again. Go ahead, Jennifer.
You're listening to Chris and Rob on 550 WOWA. The phone number is 749-5500.
And don't forget, if you're calling from that car phone, it's star 550 on the Meritech mobile phone, and ring her up.
All right, bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye. She still did it, though.
As a child, you were frightened by a huge snarling dog.
How did they know that?
Expert woodsman.
This place is haunted.
By a clairvoyant that can read her thoughts.
This place is haunted.
No, but actually, down the street there was a big, huge dog, and it chased me when I rode my bike, and then I was maybe, woo.
Woo.
The ghost knows that. But if you notice, when you said, Jennifer, say what your favorite talk show is, and then the phone number, she didn't say my favorite. She just still, even after I pointed it out, she still just said, you're listening to, certainly not my favorite talk show, but the one you're listening to is. And she didn't know if it was a Spookorama or Spooktacular, so she just went off the board for 50 and called it a talk show.
Did you hear about the two kids out in Oakhurst, California that wore...
What knuckleheads?
Ku Klux Klan costumes and pretended to lynch another boy who was wearing blackface at the high school Halloween party.
What a bunch of knuckleheads. Who are these losers to come up with this crap?
The principal said all three should have been turned away, but it didn't happen that way. Bob LaBelle, he was the Yosemite High School principal, and he says, and I quote, all of a sudden it happened and we had to make a quick decision.
And what that decision was?
The students were made to take off their hoods and the noose at the door at the party Wednesday night, but they were allowed to put the props back on for the group photo, and they won prizes for their costume. All this is going down in Oakhurst, California. I think you got it bad in Cincinnati, huh?
What, like most racially insensitive? They gave a prize out for that?
Mm-hmm.
And who came in second place? Like a couple guys come as Nazis and hold a lighter to a Jewish guy or something?
Stop. I mean, what? That's not even funny.
Well, that's not funny.
It just goes to show you that how miserable the world is. The kids these days are going to Hades in a KFC bucket. Head first.
You love that, and you somehow managed to slip that into your conversation more each and every day.
Kids these days. When you and I were kids, we wouldn't have thought of doing that because just being such poor taste. Kids these days got no taste. Ask Amber. She goes to school.
Well, back in the old days, we thought it was tasteless to use a lot of fake blood on yourself. That's what was tasteless, you know, to have the fake axe through the head, but then to cover your whole head with fake blood. That's what made it tasteless, this kind of stuff. They shouldn't be allowed to go on.
Tell me about it.
From the time of the ancient Egyptians until today, many people have been cat fanciers.
Wow. I did not know that.
I didn't know Frog's Mountain was this haunted. Just voices and sounds pop up everywhere.
Who do you think it is?
Anyways, you're listening to the Chris and Rob Spooktacular on 550-749-5500.
And we're taking your phone calls. Plus, we've got a whole bunch of celebrity interviews lined up. Sure to be a treat for the whole family. You'll have to provide your own tricks.
Right on. Get out that bowl of candy early, but just don't let Dad eat it all.
Ruth Lyons?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's Ruth Lyons' ghost saying all that stuff?
Could be.
Whoa, that's spooky. I don't even know if she's ever been in this building, but that was the first woman
sure
I could
has.
Think of.
Rosemary Clooney's been in this building.
She's alive, though. Anyway, this is the Chris and Rob Stick Your Foot in Your Mouth Festival, and we'll continue in just a few moments. We'll be taking your phone calls at 749-5500, and for you 20 and 30-somethings, we have a really special treat coming up, we hope, in just a few minutes. 550
WLWA. NASA says research aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia has far exceeded expectations. For the past 2 weeks, crew members have been poked and prodded in the name of science, and have the lab rats that went along for the ride. John Holloman reports a little more of the same was on tap today before the return trip home.
42 of Columbia's space rats are still alive today. 6 were killed and dissected yesterday in the final major medical experiment for the astronauts. Several of the living rats have given blood today, along with 3 of the human space travelers. The blood testing is to find out how much calcium the rats and the people have lost while in space. Now that this is done, the crew is getting ready to come home. They'll pack up the space lab and the rest of the shuttle today and prepare to land tomorrow morning in the California desert. Time for touchdown at Edwards Air Force Base just after 10 a.m. Eastern. John Holloman, CNN reporting.
And from the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West. A U.S. citizen who spent 5 years in an Egyptian prison is free and back in home in Michigan this weekend. Sami Wassef, who was born in Egypt but later became an American citizen, had been accused of being a spy. The film industry is mourning the death of Italian filmmaker Federico Fellini. The Oscar-winning director died in Rome today. He suffered a heart attack 2 weeks ago and had been in a coma from which he never awoke. More shocking was the death early this morning of River Phoenix. The young actor collapsed at a Los Angeles nightclub and then died an hour later at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. An autopsy was planned to determine the cause of Phoenix's death. At least one person is known dead and six others are missing and presumed dead after a Norwegian oil tanker exploded at a port in Trinidad. The blast on the Lady Oslo happened this morning. This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, I'm Claire Thorne.
Hi, Bo.
Howdy, welcome back. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, this is the Chris
and Rob Halloween
Spooktacular.
You said it, buddy. You said it.
Right on.
333.
Hey, let's not talk over each other, okay?
Don't tread on me, pal.
Okay. Say the phone number.
749-5500-550.
Lines are open.
WLWA. And we were talking earlier about how Chris and I were going to go out this evening, and if we see any kid, regardless of age or gender, dressed up like a character from one of the last three Disney movies, pow, they're going to take it. They're going to take it in the chops, and we're going to take the candy.
Rob, is it true that since it's all snowy out and you're kind of getting your holidays mixed up, and in order to stay warm and efficient, you're going to dress up as Santa Claus tonight?
Ho, ho, ho. Not at all.
Why not?
Why should I go as Santa Claus?
I could be one of your reindeer.
No, you couldn't.
I could be Rudolph.
Well, your nose usually is red and glowing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't think you'd make a very good reindeer. Let's check out Charlie real quick and see what's going on. Charlie, what's up?
I don't know how you guys doing.
Hey, we're doing okay. How are you?
Oh, good. Look, you guys sound like a couple of young fellas. I don't know if you have any...
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Be a third party, do a little arbitration for us if possible.
Okay, sure. We'll do a little arbitration for you.
Yeah, we've got a son that wants to go out trick-or-treating, and my wife and I think he's a little too old to go out, and we just wonder what your opinion of it is.
Well, how old is your son?
17.
Seeing as how Rob is 32 and he's going out trick-or-treating tonight, I'd say it's probably all right.
Well, he's dressed up as a Smurf. He's got a blue kind of rain slicker he's made into a Smurf, plus he wants to drive.
Smurf, I hope.
He wants to trick-or-treat by vehicle.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. What you do is you get one of those old Jeeps like the postal workers use.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can just, zip, boom. You don't even have to open the door or anything. You just leap right out and get some candy and leap right back
in. Well, he's kind of hoping he can just do it by honking the horn and see if he can get some consideration. Maybe the doors are open and he's got the,
keep the heater
got the minivan.
On the car, right?
What's that?
Keep the heater on, some Metallica tunes.
Oh, yeah. And maybe pick up a couple chicks while he's around, too, I guess. I don't know if he can hook up some young goblins or something, but... You think we should let him go, or what do you think?
Maybe some young goblinettes, right?
What's that?
Maybe some young goblinettes.
Yeah.
Charlie, let him go.
You think so?
Let him go. What the heck?
Yeah.
You're only 17 once, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, then chances are I'll be calling you back next year.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
yeah,
thanks a lot.
Appreciate the advice.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Chris.
What?
It's a cool ghoul.
The real cool ghoul?
The real cool ghoul?
Hello there!
Oh, hi, cool ghoul.
Hi there. Hey, listen, I want to tell you, I've been 17 many times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 17 divides into 51 nicely.
How many times have you been 17?
Well, 17 into 51.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, I wear them all the time. Especially the red one. The carnations look great on your lapel.
Hey, cool ghoul, where you been all these years since your old TV show?
I don't know. I've been hanging around down in Kentucky a lot. Transylvania College.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Cool, and
yeah.
I figured you'd be the only cat that could answer it for me. What exactly is the difference between a ghoul and a goblin?
Meow, meow. Oh, you said I was a cat.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. The difference between a ghoul and a goblin?
Yeah.
About four letters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, these are wonderful sound effects you have on your show today.
We got sound effects?
I didn't know we had any sound effects.
I've been hearing them all the time.
I think your radio must be haunted or something.
It is.
Well, you know, there's been rumors for a long time that Frog's Mountain is haunted.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know what Frog backwards is?
Gorf.
Groth.
Groth.
Yeah. It's like Motel.
And you know who one of the world's greatest tennis players is?
Andrew Agassi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So are you bummed out about Fellini dying?
Yeah, well, what can I say?
Think it's a coincidence he died on Halloween?
Well, those are fortuitous things.
So
we can only hope that we all check out on days that have significance.
So, cool, what can a kid expect when he comes up to your castle this evening for trick-or-treat?
A fright.
Really?
Yes.
Going to scare the pants off of him?
I've been eating green apples for 3 weeks. So my face, instead of being reddish, will be green.
Wow, not that... white, palish?
No, no. That's old hat.
Okay.
I've been working out.
Where did you get that
stuff?
Do you still wear that old hat you used to always wear?
Yeah.
Every day, I imagine.
Well, it's stuck to my head.
Man, that's rough.
When you talk about old hat, that's it. So how are Chris and Rob today?
We're just chilling.
Yeah.
We're frightfully fantastic.
You said something very early on that I want to stress with all the little ones especially.
Uh-oh.
Be very careful if you go out tonight.
X-ray your candy when you get home.
Exactly. And give it to your aunt.
Yeah. Or your dog.
Or your dog. You know, better to do that than to have an accident.
What's the best trick-or-treat you ever got?
Well, I once went up to the master's place. Not Jack Nicholas, but the master.
Okay.
Yeah. And he gave to me 16 hot pennies.
Wow.
Yeah. Burned the bottom out of my bag. So then I started to listen to James Brown. And he said, Papa's got a brand new bag. And that's when I became a great fan of the great James Brown.
He's the master.
Yeah, well, he is, of course. Mm-hmm. So how come they let you guys on the radio? That's what I want to
know. How come they let you show movies for 4 or 5, 10 years, whatever it was you did?
Because I was retarded.
No.
You guys don't have no excuse.
What's the best movie you ever showed, or the worst movie?
The biggest bomb was The Attack of the Mushroom People.
The Attack of the Mushroom People?
The Attack of the Mushroom People.
San Francisco, 1968, right?
It was a wonderful Japanese film. And we're getting even with them ever since.
See, the stuff that you did when you showed those really bad movies,
yeah.
Now that's so hip and that's so cool, and it's all come from you. You started this whole trend of showing really bad movies.
Well, when you work for a cheap station, what else are you going to get?
Oh, man.
You know.
You are a bold and courageous person.
And I mean that.
Ooh. Well, that's wonderful to be idolized.
What do you think of the new Channel 19 10 o'clock news?
I think it's about half an hour short and half an hour early.
You think?
Yeah. Personally, I would start the news about 9:25.
And ended about 9:30?
Exactly. You're way ahead of me.
And just be an update of what the cool ghoul did today.
Today?
Well, just, you know, that would be the news every day for the Queen City, what the cool ghoul did. Hey, I think we got a fan that wants to talk to you.
Go right ahead.
Nah, he chickened out on you.
Oh. Did you pull the plug on the fan?
Oh, no, he's still there, but he's trying to work up the nerve. He's trying to get the cojones to talk to someone such
cojones.
As yourself.
I see.
Some cojones trick-or-treating last year.
You're very intimidating, you know.
Oh. Add them all up.
So what are you giving out this year besides a fright? What kind of candy?
Well, I don't give out candy. As Johnny Bench once said to me, candy is bad for your teeth. So I'm giving away money.
Johnny Bench said that to you?
Yeah.
Johnny Bench wouldn't have told you to give away money.
Yeah, Johnny Bench sure didn't tell anybody to give away money.
Well, when he ain't playing pool, he's usually doing stuff like that. But he's going to be on the senior tour.
The senior trick-or-treat tour?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to go house to house and beg for free grub,
No,
huh?
He's going to take his golf clubs with him. He's wonderful. He's a great golfer. How is Jerry Thomas these days?
He's great. He's on milk cartons now, so I guess he's missing in action or something.
Does
I don't know
have
what
an
that
udder?
Means. Hey, I think we got someone who wants to talk to you, Mr. Ghoul.
All right.
Should I call you Mr. Ghoul or Cool?
You call me anything but late for supper.
Okie dokie. This guy wants to talk to you. We'll see who it is. Hi, go ahead. You're on the air with the Cool Ghoul and Chris and Rob.
First of all, I think I should tell you that you are not really talking to the Cool Ghoul. I am the Cool Ghoul from Channel 19 WXIX in Cincinnati. The person you are talking to is an imposter.
Huh.
What?
I am the real Cool Ghoul. I can prove it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And I hope the imposter can hear me too, because I can prove that I am the real Cool Ghoul. Are you ready? La 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 la.
You know,
yes.
There's only one worst impersonation I ever heard, and that is the waitress over at Covington Chili.
I can assure you I am not the waitress. I am the Cool Ghoul.
Well, if you're not a waitress, let's see your skirt or your trousers.
I can prove it again that I am the Cool Ghoul. Huh. Are you ready? Okay, boys and girls, send in pictures of me and I will put them on the wall.
Not bad.
I have further proof that I am the real Cool Ghoul and you are an imposter and a fake.
Huh.
And
listen
you
to me.
Never
boys
return.
And girls, gather around your television set. It's time for the Cool Ghoul movie. Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders get beheaded, starring Linda Day George.
Well, listen, Cool Ghoul number one, can you prove that you're the Cool Ghoul?
You're talking to moi?
Yeah.
Moi, yeah, moi.
I never spent any time at Dunham. This person obviously has.
I would like him to prove that he is the real Cool Ghoul from Channel 19 WXIX in Cincinnati.
Well, first I want you to spell Roman psychiatric.
Okay.
R-O-L-L.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
E-M-E-R-S-O-N, first word, second word, N-O-R-T-H.
Are you guys going to let this guy cuss on the air like this?
I have no idea what he's... Hey, I have a question for both of you.
Yeah. I'm ready for the question.
What was Larry Smith, the puppeteer, really like?
He was a short man. What type? I believe it was type O.
Wrong.
Do you think he was not type O?
He was type AB.
I definitely take umbrage at that blood type.
Umbrage?
Well, it's a good thing you got an umbrage.
Somebody
you're going to need it tonight
umbrage.
When it rains.
Can you prove to me that you are the Cool Ghoul?
Well, the only way I can do that is in person.
Let's hear you do the ghoul laugh.
I never do that unless I got all the stuff on.
I have all the stuff on. I'll do it again for you.
Oh, you do it.
Now,
wait. You do it again.
Are you ready for this?
Do it one more time.
Everyone in television land loves this laugh.
Huh.
Little. It scared everyone. You're scared, aren't you?
Do you want to hear the real thing?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Now, wait. If I leave, will you go back to Arabia or wherever you come from?
If you can prove to me that you are the real Cool Ghoul, and you sound very mortal to me. I'm not mortal. I'm immortal.
Okay.
Give me that laugh.
All right. Here's how I can prove I am the real Cool Ghoul.
Now, hold on. Now, this is going to settle for once and for all whether the guy that we've been talking to is the real Cool Ghoul. We'll call him Cool Ghoul number one. Or whether this Johnny come lately, this ghoul, the new ghoul on the block.
We'll call him Cool Ghoul number two.
No one will be scared. Go ahead.
Or we'll see if the second caller who says he's a Cool Ghoul is a real Cool Ghoul. This is going to lay the subject of who the real Cool Ghoul is to rest for once and for all. The original, the first Cool Ghoul that we've been talking to is going to do the famous Cool Ghoul laugh. Go ahead, Mr. Ghoul.
No question about it. Cool Ghoul number one is the real Cool Ghoul. Cool Ghoul number two, hang up on that imposter.
I guess I owe the listeners an apology. I'm not really the Cool Ghoul. It was a prevarication. I'm really a life insurance salesman. And if everyone will send in their birth, I will give them a free road atlas and a set of screwdrivers. Didn't find out. I apologize.
May I say something to you, imposter number one?
Of course.
Get back to Iraq as fast as you can.
Thank you so much.
And take your sheet with you.
Bad afternoon to all the boys and girls out there on radio land.
Oh, Chris and Rob.
Bye-bye.
You've exposed me to sheet. I mean the sheet that this guy's wearing.
Shame.
I got rid of
him.
You know,
gone.
People in Transylvania don't talk like that.
I didn't think so.
We're back up in the Carpathian Mountains. You want to hear real Dracula talk?
Make it really quick.
How what? Quick? There's nothing quick about Dracula.
Well, okay.
No, not like I thought. Let's go to a commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk about that and more. Give us a call at 749-5500 if you want to talk to the real Cool Ghoul.
The real Cool Ghoul.
The real thing. Right on. Hey, by the way, Cool Ghoul, I got to apologize for that guy. I didn't know he was coming on. If I'd have known, we'd have headed him off at the pass.
Well, we all have to put oil in our cars.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, the phone number is 749-5500 or from your car phone, star 550 from your Ameritech mobile car phone. Call in here to the Chris and Rob Spooktacular featuring the Cool Ghoul. We'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Folks, here is the greatest holiday carpet sale ever, ever, ever. Get this now. Three giant companies, Buddy's Carpet, Mohawk Carpets, and Toys R Us, unite to bring you this crazy deal, and here it is. When you buy 50 square yards or more of Mohawk or Horizon carpet from Buddy's Carpet, not only do you get crazy low, insane prices for this sale, but also 7/16 rebond to padding, wall-to-wall installation at no extra charge, not one penny more. And here's our gift to you from Buddy's Carpet. In addition to all these sensational deals, a $50 gift certificate from Toys R Us. You just walk in, $50 worth of toys, and walk out, no charge. And folks, for this sale, you don't pay one penny till next summer. No payments till May, and then it's same as cash. But you know your common sense tells you I can't do it forever. Hurry now to Buddy's Carpet.
I had this dream of running through a medieval forest, through mist and brambles, of being chased, all my pores open and alert, the sound of hounds baying on the trail behind me. Could I make it to the stream before? The terror screaming through my veins. If only, then the rain, a rumble and explosion of light from the heavens. A tragic moment stumbling on an elm root, and the realization that it all must end here. Is this where my life is led? A sudden calm and numbness as they tear through the underbrush closer. The helicopters and searchlights, the sound of bacon sizzling, a jackhammer, a boys choir, and a voice drifting through the trees.
It's traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. 550 WLWA.
We're back with Chris and Rob.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob. We've got the Cool Ghoul on the line. And Mr. Ghoul, we've been trying to raise the spirit that inhabits the studio around here. We're going to see if we can get the spirit who's a clairvoyant. She seems to know a lot about the people. We can see if we can make contact with her and see if she can tell us something about you.
Well, I'm glad her name is Claire.
She's a honey, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do?
We probably have to say the mantra, though, don't we?
Which is?
550. Cool Ghoul, yeah, 550.
550.
Cool Ghoul, are there any mantras that you've been particularly successful with?
Did you say mantra?
Mantra.
Yeah, praying mantras.
Yeah, they keep your garden free of insects.
Oh, yes, they do.
So what were you going to tell us about Dracula or vampires in general? Hold on a second. I think we're making contact.
Your cat is a big, beautiful black animal.
Is that true?
I don't know. I've never met an Angus. I never met an Angus I didn't like.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
So what were you going to tell us about vampires or Dracula or Count?
Well, you see, people have a misconception about vampires. We can't say these. Vampire. It comes out vampire. A lot of people think that Dracula and scary things and kids are going around tonight have fangs that stick out and stick people.
Right.
This is not true.
Oh, it's not?
The fangs are retractable.
Oh.
If you are a true vampire, your fangs retract. Because who wants to smile, unless you're in Transylvania, and have somebody look at a mouth full of fangs? So we like those tow trucks. The wheels go up, the wheels go down, the wheels go back to go out of sight.
Kind of like a switchblade.
So you're a vampire too?
Well, I am anything.
Or a vampire?
Yeah. I'm the only person, the only ghoul that was ever kicked out of the vampire union for having dull fangs.
You
think about that.
And that would suck.
It would. And I really ran into it when I first came to Cincinnati, the beautiful Cincinnati. And I was up by the public library. And there was this guy sitting on a horse. And it was dark. It was late. And I went up to get me some Type-O. And that's when I first bet my fangs, because it turned out to be William Henry Harrison. Sitting on a doggone horse, dead for 140 years, and I planked my fangs into it.
You bit a statue.
That's it.
Have you ever had a little type AB with a lemon twist and a little tonic water?
Never with the twist. Ever since Chubby Checker died. Oh, he didn't die yet.
Just
ever since he came to Cincinnati with the car show, I never gone near a twist. Ever.
So I guess it's true that you bats have really bad eyesight.
Yeah. It's very true. We work on sonar.
How does that work?
Well, you put out your ears and you head into the nearest wall. If you hit the wall, your sonar's on the blink. If you miss the wall, you're doing all right.
You always wore red, and yep. I thought vampires always wore black.
No. Those are goblins and witches. Witches wear black. Have you ever seen a witch other than Hattie? You ever seen a witch dressed in something other than black?
Good witches.
Yeah.
Good witches look like little fairies.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't hang around those parts of town. But anyway, you see, the difference between a witch, a switch, and a... Well, never mind. I can't say that. Who let you guys on the air today, by the way?
Your pet is a very friendly one.
Yeah.
The ghost. We have a pact with Satan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a 6-pack or a 12-pack?
Oh, a 12-pack of course, the finest import we can get our hands on.
Don't talk about Coors. I'm upset.
Why? You don't like Coors?
No, they got this thing going about have Halloween with the cool ghoul.
No, it's Elvira.
Have you seen that?
It's Elvira, isn't it?
Elvira has arthritis. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh. She has a few other things, but she's got arthritis.
Right on.
So how did you guys get on the air? That's what I want to know.
Cool. You seem to be like a regular guy. I mean, when you were on TV, we were always just in awe. That's the cool ghoul. He is the epitome of, well, I'll just say it, cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get to talk to you here on a radio, kind of a more intimate setting, and you're just a regular guy, and you probably put your cape on one wing at a time like everybody else.
Yeah, especially, you know, cape on is a chicken. It's a bird.
I thought that was something you used to detune your guitar.
Yeah. That too.
Okay.
Yeah. But I never fret about those things. And we'll bridge that when we come to it. Meanwhile, you're stringing me along.
Man, he's right there.
I know about musical things. Would you like to hear my favorite limerick?
Sure.
In Egypt, there once lived a teaser. And all of the boys wished to squeeze her. Then after a while, she went down to the Nile, and you should have seen Julius Caesar.
Ooh.
Wow, I can see why that's your favorite limerick.
It is.
See, our studio audience loved it.
Now listen, You must tell the little ones especially they're going out tonight to bundle up.
Well, our advice is to dress as warm things, like Norwegian polar bear hunters and things like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any costumes you'd recommend as being particularly defensive against the cold environment tonight?
I would go out and impersonate a woolly bear worm.
What's a woolly bear worm?
Well, they're the ones that predict if you're going to have a harsh winter.
Mm.
And their coats were very brown 2 months ago. Are you guys agronomists? Do you know about this stuff?
This guy's a vampire.
Well,
he's an expert on music. He's an agriculturalist. This guy, there's no end. He's a poet, a limerist.
My co-host is a bitter agronomist, but I like to date women myself.
Well, I know everything except radio.
That's why you had to do TV, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You couldn't get a good job on radio. You had to do TV.
Because to be on radio, one has to be, how shall I put this?
Ugly.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kibbles and Bits.
But a Kentucky vampire isn't different?
Oh, sure. Because we say y'all. When we bite you in the neck, we don't say, aha. We say, hi, y'all.
Do you miss doing that show? Do you miss playing those rotten movies for those crazy kids who would draw pictures of you?
Of course I do.
And what was the name of that puppet guy, that blue puppet guy with the huge teeth that would come up and talk to you?
No, no one ever talked to moi.
Oh, man. Don't tell me I got him.
No, you're talking about Larry Smith.
Yeah, well, didn't Larry Smith's big...
That was nasty old thing.
Yeah, didn't he ever come talk to you?
Well, once in a while.
Well, yeah. Those were always my favorite. It was like, you know, when Fonzie would do a shot on Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of crossover hits, and I really liked it when Nasty Old Thing would show up.
Yeah. I did, too. Not bad looking for a troll.
No, he wasn't.
He was a real troll from Trollland?
Yes!
So
you doubted?
Are you still dating Batty Hattie's niece?
No, we never dated. We're just good friends.
And all those reports in the National Enquirer are just, I guess, they made that stuff up.
Well, it comes right on the heels of the Star newspaper.
Each day as you come home from work, he shows you his affection by purring and rubbing his sleek fur against your legs.
Is that true?
It must be a salesperson.
It's that guy who's pretending to be you, the insurance salesman.
Yeah, it also sounds like he's from Iraq.
Cool Ghoul, we got to thank you for participating in the Chris and Rob Spooktacular Spookorama tonight.
It was my pleasure.
And we have to thank the go-between. Only a person named Damien could hook us up with the Cool Ghoul.
Yeah. I want to say to you guys,
big shout-out,
the great Chris and Rob and all your wonderful listeners on 55 WLW. What? How do you say all that stuff anymore?
Hey.
But anyway. 550
AM WLWA.
And even to Randy Michaels. To all of you, I say... Happy Halloween, and please be safe tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cool Ghoul. We're going to cut to the news. 749-5500. Give us a ring.